Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. Pastor Stephen Palmer here, Executive Director of Neighbors of Hope, and occasionally we like to take a break from our study of Scripture or whatever our series of curriculum that we tend to share with our listening audience on this ministry of ours, Word Made Flesh, and we'd like to have the opportunity to introduce you, the listening audience, to one of our program members. And so today I have with me Mark Primo, who's a member of our Life Change program. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, he's got a smile on his face. So, Mark, you've been with us 5-6 months?
Altogether, I'm going on 11 months, 4.5 months in Fresh Start. Going on 6 months in Life Change.
Okay, yeah. Good. Mark, I'd like to have our listening audience get to know a little bit about you. So could you just take a few moments, and share with them what was going on in your life prior to you encountering Neighbors of Hope? What brought you to us?
Well, it's a long story, I guess you could say. It's a very different story, unique story, but as you say, it is a sacred story, I guess. And I like to believe. It's not, I wouldn't say it's a horror story, as you know, or something very disturbing like heroin addiction, but still, it was a nightmare for me. I've lived a life of basically severe isolation, a fear of getting to know people, paradoxically. A need to be accepted by people, but it was just, I've always felt this need to be loved, but at the same time the fear of being rejected would cause me to isolate.
All right.
Because people in my life in the past have had this habit of either leaving me or being taken from me. This isn't the first time I've ended up at a homeless shelter.
And you're 31?
31, yes.
Yeah.
And it's the same person who dropped me off at the first, dropped me off at this one. So, yeah. And both times were a result of the same, you know, complacency, isolations. It wasn't really given. I was always encouraged and kind of nudged to get out and try to make something of my life, but I was never pushed, never really given the encouragement or the positive reinforcement or anything like that. You know, I've tried medication, I've tried everything. And I grew, at first, you know, I kind of resigned myself to it, but as I grew older, into my mid-20s, it really started to bother me, and it drove me into just this, a greater depression, and exacerbated it.
So it sounds in your 30-some years, your life has been full of quite a bit of pain, accompanied with fear. Well, since you've been in Neighbors of Hope, has any of that changed? And if so, how has that changed? I mean, look at it. If you want to live a life of isolation, living in this house with 20 stinky-footed men is not isolating.
No, no, it's not. How hasn't it changed? I mean, it's not all rosy, no. But
it includes work, yes. Yeah, there are some challenges.
Get my hands dirty very often. So I started here in the Fresh Start program. you know, that I remember the day I came here. It was you. You found me on the steps crying. I mean, when as I recall, there weren't any open beds. If you hadn't happened to be here and met the men's director at the time, I would likely have been turned away. He said that himself. So, you know, looking back on that, that's a very clear indication that it's something. Someone had ordained that. It took a couple months for me to realize that. So at first, I wanted to just coast, you know, hoping, you know, beyond all reason and beyond all experience that I would somehow get a job and get an apartment and somehow my life would just blossom without any help beyond my own resources. But yeah, one night in July, as Brendan Manning put it in the Ragamuffin Gospel, I was seized by the power of great affection. I came to know God out here on that summer night at the picnic tables. And it was an experience I really can't describe. It didn't really change my problem didn't really disappear because I was still in a fresh start for a while and I struggled to look for a job, and as my five months began to dwindle, began to start panicking again. My face started to lapse a little. Till, you know, I had a second reawakening, I guess you could call. I realized that I was relying on my own extremely insufficient resources to do this again. And I know I was too plugged into the world, and I saw from the guys in the program, Randy and Andy and Zach was in GPS at the time, they all recommended to me that even though I didn't have substance abuse history, I was an addict, very much so, and I realized they were right. I was actually apprehensive about coming to you to ask if I could join the program, because I thought, you know, he's just going to think I just want more help, like extra time in the house. And
who, me?
it was a very surprisingly easy conversation. But since I gave up the phone, I gave up, you know, being able to come and go as I pleased throughout the day. It felt good, even though it's hard. Some days, I have my Gethsemane moments sometimes, you know. Father, if it's possible, take this cup from me.
Right, yeah. Like, hopefully we're not that intense, that was.
No, I'm not sweating blood or anything. but yes, but every time I get to that place, you know, God just nudges me in the ribs and reminds me that I told you to be here. You're gonna stay put. So, you know.
Would you say that encounter, right? The seizing of the great affection, right?
Yeah.
Has that contributed positively in your, at least addressing and overcoming your isolation?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can all feel alone, but if we really stop and we think, you know, God's always with us, then are we ever really alone?
Right.
Despite whatever the circumstances are we may be experiencing.
Yeah, I believe it has changed it. I mean, I have a genuine desire to get over that fear. Whereas before I was resigned to it, you know, Like, this is just me. People are just going to have to accept me. But, no, this... I've realized this is not who I was made to be.
So there's this transformation of actually becoming who we would say... We tend to become who we already were.
Mm-hmm.
At least in God's eyes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So now that you've spent some a good 6 months with us in the Life Change program anyways, all right, we're halfway through there.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you plan on sticking it out, right?
Well, yeah.
You can't complain. You've been here long enough to know better now. You know what you're in for.
Yep.
All right. Now, I know it's quite a ways down the road.
Mm-hmm.
You got 6 months to finish that, but with this encounter with God and what have you, do you ever entertain any thoughts on maybe where God may be leading you? Or, you know, what's your future look like? Is it one that's hopeful compared to where you were when you talk about depression?
I would say very hopeful. I'm not really sure where exactly I'd like to go. I know I'm going to be working a lot in the Third Day Farm here. Coming up soon. I'm really enjoying right now where I'm working on planting some things. You know, we got some plants at the store. I mean, at the pantry right now, and it's really it feels good to see like these little tiny seeds that you're putting in this dirt sprouting into like life. It's like
you ever think maybe that's why God looks at you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Starting to sprout. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Well, Mark, we have a couple minutes left. Usually on occasions like this, I ask guys if they have like a favorite scripture that we all have several. All right, so I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot there, but could you share maybe a scripture that really resonates with your spirit and why that resonates with your spirit with our listening audience?
Oh, sure. I would definitely have to go with Jeremiah 29:11.
Oh, yeah.
For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And that really resonates with me because I spent most of my life without hope in a future of any significance or relevance. And now I feel a really beautiful future coming for me. It's just not one without any hardship or loss or anything, but now I can get over my fear of abandonment and loss, and learning now that I can rest in the love of the one person who I can be certain will never leave or can ever be taken from me, and that's Jesus.
Good. I couldn't end this program any better than that, my friend, so thank you very much for sharing with our listening audience a little bit about your life and how God's impacted that.
Thank you, Pastor.
May God's grace, peace, and love be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farm Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry, Word Made Flesh. We're also in the process of establishing a women's and children's transitional housing program. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. And please join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.